Before I could respond, Noah grabbed my hand and started dragging me off. Where are we going? He pulled me into one of the small study rooms, with its computers and bookshelves and couches, and an old, out-of-order coffee machine. He shut the door behind us, and luckily, or maybe unluckily, the room was empty. The bell rang at that moment, signaling we should be getting to class. I had a free study period, but that was irrelevant. Neither of us moved.
How many guys is that today? 4 or 5?
I huffed. 2, actually, and Warren doesn't really count, so only 1.
See what I mean, though? I rolled my eyes. I heard you say you bought a dress, he continued. What's it like?
It's tiny and low-cut and extremely tight, I said sarcastically. He raised an eyebrow and I rolled my eyes, sighing. It's down to my knees and green, and the skirt's really swishy. It's really nice, actually. He nodded.
It sounds nice. I'm sure you'll look great.
Then he lowered his voice.
And, since we're already late.
He took a couple of steps closer and I smiled, going on tiptoe so that I could kiss him. I knew I should have made an excuse to go, but I really didn't want to. His arms curled around my waist, warm and secure, and I smiled against his lips.
Hey, Elle! Noah? Are you?
Lee's voice cut off. I sprang away from Noah, tripping over my own feet and staggering to regain my balance. My entire body had turned to jello, and suddenly I was finding it hard to breathe. I glanced over at Noah, who was frozen in place, his eyes fixed on his brother, his expression indefinable. The hustle and bustle of stragglers getting to their classes died down outside, until the three of us were surrounded by silence. Lee closed his mouth, which had been hanging open the entire time, and took a breath as if he were about to say something, except no words came out. I was speechless, too. He had to understand. I couldn't lose him. He was never supposed to find out like this. Now he'd hate me forever. I had to say something. But I didn't know what to say that wouldn't just make this worse than it already was. I looked over at Noah, who gave me an almost imperceptible shrug. He didn't know how to fix this any more than I did.
Noah?
Lee choked out eventually, his eyes fixed on me. They weren't just sad or angry, they were distraught.
Noah? Please, Shelley, tell me this isn't what it looks like. Tell me right now that there's a reasonable explanation.
You have to believe me, I didn't, we...
Rochelle, Lee said, his voice taut. Tell me this isn't what it looks like.
His eyes bored into mine, hopefully. I knew he didn't believe in that shred of hope for a single second, though. Not really. He walked toward me, his footfalls heavy and slow, but stopped a few feet away, like something was holding him back. The next word to leave his mouth was a desperate plea, one that broke my heart to hear.
Please!
And I had only one reply, one which I was sure would hurt him even more.
I'm sorry, Lee. I'm so sorry.
I tried to hold his hand, tell him with my eyes how I'd never meant for any of this to happen. But he reeled backward, moving away like he was physically repulsed by me. Tears welled up in my eyes, and a lump rose in my throat. I wouldn't let myself cry, though. Lee might just think I was pathetic.
Please, Lee, it's not like I was...
Not like you were what?
He snapped. But no matter how angry he tried to sound, I heard the pain of betrayal underneath it all.
Lying to me so you could go screw my brother?
Lee!
When were you planning on telling me this exactly? Or did you think you could hide it from me forever? You think I hadn't noticed the so-called curling iron burns?
He used the phrase mockingly.
And how jittery you were when you got a text? You think I hadn't noticed that something was going on?
I didn't...
I drew in a deep breath, trying to collect my thoughts.
If you knew, why didn't you say anything?
I was waiting for you to tell me, Elle,
he yelled. We've been best friends our entire lives. And there you were, keeping a secret from me. We've always told each other everything. I figured that whatever it was, you must have had a good reason for not telling me, but you would do eventually.
Before I could find any sort of a reply, he let out a bark of bitter laughter.
And this is what you were keeping from me. This is what you lied to me about all this time.
And you let me find out like this.
You were never meant to find out like this,
I burst out, desperate. He had to listen. He had to understand. He had to forgive me.
Then you should have told me in the first place, he shouted back.
I couldn't remember the last time Lee and I had had a proper fight. We'd argued now and again. That wasn't unusual in any type of relationship, but never like this. We'd never yelled at each other.
Oh, come on, Lee. It's not like it's all Elle's fault, Noah pitched in, his tone flippant and cool.
When neither Lee nor I said anything more for a few seconds.
Lay off her already, you.
You, Lee said, so angry his voice was more like a growl.
Don't you dare even get me started on you. How hypocritical can you get, huh? Telling guys to keep away from Elle, not to hurt her? And there you are, treating her like some slut you picked up in a club.
The muscle in Noah's jaw began to jump, and I saw his fingers flexing into fists.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Are you trying to tell me you two haven't slept together? Lee's eyebrows went up, and he looked between us accusingly. When neither of us replied, it was answer enough. He scoffed and tugged at his hair.
I knew it! So you really were just screwing my brother, lying to me, choosing him, some guy, over me, your best friend. If you were stood here trying to tell me how madly in love the two of you are, I might have thought differently, but...
No, Lee, it wasn't like that, I swear. It was just the one time. He was silent for a second before asking,
When?
He'd spoken so quietly that for a moment, I thought I heard him wrong. Surely when it happened wasn't the most important issue here.
Sorry? When did it happen? He repeated, looking right into my eyes.
But I couldn't look at him. I was too ashamed.
Rochelle?
About 2 months ago. I mumbled, still looking at the floor. After Warren's party.
What? Like straight after you guys left early?
I nod.
When she was drunk? Lee yelled, turning on his brother. You slept with her when she was drunk? After all the shit you've sprouted about,
I wasn't drunk, I snapped.
I'm not that stupid. Oh, really? Lee retorted. Right now, I'd beg to differ.
At that point, whatever was keeping Noah back finally gave way, and he strode forward, grabbing the collar of Lee's polo shirt in his fist and slamming him back into the wall.
You really think I treat her like that? You think I don't have any respect for her?
You had her lying to me for months.
That was her choice,
Noah spat out, pushing his brother into the wall again. I saw Lee's eyes flip past Noah to me, and all I could do was look back at him mournfully. Yes, it had been my choice. I chewed my lip for a moment, watching my best friend's face warily. For the first time ever, I had no idea what was going through his mind. His eyes were shadowed, his expression neutral, and his stance calm. In a scary kind of way, he was just like his brother for that moment. But instead of reacting to me, Lee swung a fist and clipped Noah right on the jaw, hard enough to make him loosen his grip so that Lee could shove him away. He looked at me one last time, his expression so incredibly disappointed. And then he was out of the room, storming down the corridor. Noah rubbed at his jaw.
Not a bad swing, actually.
I gaped at him before jolting back to my senses. This was no time to argue with Noah. Right now, the most important thing was making sure I didn't lose Lee. And in a split second, I was running after him, hurtling down the corridor and yelling his name, trying to catch up with him as he escaped down the staircase and out of the building towards the parking lot.
I heard Noah chasing after me, but didn't pay him any attention. Lee was all that mattered.
Lee, would you please just stop for a second?
I yelled, clutching at the stitch in my side. I was totally out of breath. Lee was just about the biggest person in my life. Except for the whole Noah thing, he knew everything about me. He knew my bra size. He knew I hated the smell of jojoba in the shampoo he used to use. Hell, he even knew I had a birthmark shaped like a strawberry on my butt. He was my other half. I couldn't lose him. We were supposed to be best friends until the day we died, and we'd probably even do that together, too. We were born just minutes apart. Some people say you'll fall in love, and that's the person you'll spend forever with, the person who will know your deepest and darkest secrets and still love you even then, the person who will know exactly the right thing to say to make you laugh or smile or feel better. They'll be the person who, no matter what, you can't live without. I couldn't have cared less about whoever I fell in love with, to be honest. I just cared about losing Lee. Lee stopped in his tracks, his back to me. I could see the tension knotting the muscles of his back, and he was breathing hard. What felt like eons later, he turned around to look at me, just as Noah jogged up and slowed to a stop behind me. Lee's hands were balled into fists, but they still trembled. His jaw quivered, too. He was fighting so hard not to cry.
Please, I said quietly. It's not like you think.
Then what the hell is it like? He snapped back. I can't believe you, Elle. Lying to me for months and going behind my back to be with my brother, of all people? Do you have any idea how that feels? Knowing my best friend picked my brother over me? Just for sex?
I wasn't. I didn't pick. No, wait. I mean it. It wasn't for...
I shook my head, trying to get out some words that made sense.
I didn't know what else to do. I knew you'd react like this if I told you, but I couldn't. I thought I was doing what was best for you.
You know what, Rochelle? Save it for someone who gives a damn. He climbed into his car. He put the engine in gear, reversed out of the space, and left. And I wasn't sure if he'd ever come back.
Chapter 19. I stood looking at the empty space that Lee's car had just vacated. The growl of its engine and the screech of rubber on pavement rang in my ears. I crumpled to the ground. Only now there was nobody to catch me. Noah walked up slowly, cautiously behind me. I heard his footsteps, and his shadow fell in front of me, but I didn't look at him. I couldn't bear to. He stopped just behind me, my limbs stiff and reluctant. I pushed myself to my feet and dusted myself off. Lee had left me. He was my best friend, my twin, my other half, and he'd left me. He hated me. I'd ruined everything. If only I told him sooner. If only we hadn't been stupid enough to kiss in school, or I'd just never been with Noah in the first place. I sighed and ran my fingers through my hair. What if Lee never talked to me again? What if I'd lost him, not just for a little while until he came around, but forever? Noah laid a hand softly on my shoulder.
Oh? He started quietly, but I shrugged his hand off and turned away. If it weren't for Noah in that stupid kissing booth, none of this would ever have happened.
Elle, he said again as I began to walk away. Just leave me alone, I told him. My voice sounded defeated, but didn't even begin to reflect how bad I felt inside. Noah didn't try to follow me. I headed back to school, alone. I couldn't concentrate on any of my classes for the rest of the day. Lee didn't show up. When people asked me, I said he'd gone home sick. I avoided Noah and tried to act as though nothing was wrong. I got Dixon to give me a ride home, after ignoring Noah's texts and voicemails.
You sure everything's okay, Elle? You look like you're going to throw up, Cam said. Dixon slammed on the brakes. If you're going to upchuck, please do so outside the car. I shook my head, attempting to laugh it off. I'm not going to throw up, don't worry. I think I must have caught whatever Lee's got.
Big surprise there, Cam laughed. You two can't even get sick alone, huh?
Guess not, I mumbled. When I got home, Dad's car was on the drive already. I'd forgotten that Brad's soccer practice had been canceled today. The one day I could have done with being at home alone, I thought with a sigh as I opened the front door.
Elle? That you? Dad called from the kitchen.
Yeah, hi. I wandered in to see him and smiled. Busy?
He nodded. The whole team's trying to get a deal closed by Wednesday, so it's pretty stressful. I have a conference call later at 5:30. It should take about an hour or so. Will you fix Brad's dinner? There's lasagna in the freezer.
Sure, I told him. No problem. I made us both coffee and took mine into the lounge, leaving my dad to get on with work. Brad was splayed over the floor, surrounded by papers and his math book. But there was the faint, tinny sound of the Super Mario Brothers theme, and he jumped when I entered the room.
Hand it over, I instructed. Hand what over? My math homework? Here, help yourself. We're working on angles. I laughed sarcastically.
Funny. Hand over the console. My brother glared stubbornly at me. I could see the red plastic of his Nintendo DS console in the crook of his arm. Well, I said airily, I guess I'll just have to do some extra vegetables with your dinner. Broccoli, I'm thinking. His eyes narrowed. You wouldn't dare.
Try me.
Ugh, fine. God, Elle, you're so annoying. He slid the console across the floor to me, going back to his math homework, which I noticed he hadn't even started yet.
I settled down on the couch with the poetry book we were currently working on in English Lit, drinking my coffee and trying very hard not to worry about Lee and Noah. Trying to analyze Larkin didn't help stop my mind wandering, though. What would happen when Noah got home? Would he and Lee have a fight? I didn't want to talk to Noah. All I needed was Lee, and he wouldn't even pick up the phone if I called him. So I had no way of knowing what was going on with the Flynn brothers. I badly wanted to go over to their house, but the rain outside was torrential. There was no way Dad would let me walk over there in this weather. And if Lee wouldn't let me in to talk to him, I'd have to tell my dad everything. It wasn't that I thought he wouldn't understand exactly. I just didn't even know where to start. It wasn't like I could just swan into the kitchen and announce that, "Hey, did you know I've been sneaking around with Noah Flynn? And now Lee knows and he hates me? Oh, and would you like another coffee while I'm here?" Yeah, right. That'd go over well.
It wasn't until about 8 o'clock that evening when the phone rang that I knew anything.
"Hello?"
Dad answered.
"Oh, hi, June. How are you?"
I could tell that she was almost hysterical, but I couldn't quite hear what she was saying. Dad looked at Brad and me before taking the conversation out into the hall, where we couldn't hear.
"What's that all about?" Brad asked.
"How should I know?" I snapped back at him.
"How should I know?"
he mimicked, and I tossed a cushion at his head in reply, trying to hear what Dad was saying. I felt sick to my stomach. What was going on? Dad finally came back into the room, staring down at the phone in his hand.
"Noah's gone."
My heart skipped a beat.
"What do you mean, Noah's gone? Gone where?" "He and Lee had a big argument, and June said he packed a bag and left. Didn't tell them where he was going or how long he planned on being gone. He won't answer his cell phone, so Matthew's out trying to find him now."
Dad shook his head hopelessly.
"Well, I mean, he can't have gone too far, right?" I stammered. "I don't know. He left about 20 minutes ago."
My stomach dropped away, like it would on a roller coaster. I gulped.
Did June say what they were arguing about?
My dad looked me in the eye before saying, Brad, why don't you go take a shower and get ready for bed?
What? That's not fair. It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Brad? Fine, my brother grumbled and stomped upstairs. His bedroom door slammed behind him. My dad sighed before sitting down in the armchair, and I took that to mean I ought to sit down too. Apparently, my dad said, clasping his hands, they had a fight about you. Anything you'd like to tell me, Elle? I gulped, feeling sick all over again.
What did June say?
Don't avoid the question, young lady. I looked at my knees.
I've kind of been seeing Noah.
What do you mean, kind of been seeing him?
Well, we, at the kissing booth we did for the carnival, he kissed me. And then we've been, I guess you could call it dating in secret.
You've been dating him?
Not exactly, though. It's complicated.
Better start talking, then.
Was there any way to word the situation without disappointing my dad? I knew well enough that he didn't exactly approve of Noah. How he got in fights. That he had a motorbike. It had never been a problem until now, because there was no way he'd be happy with me dating Noah. We've been seeing each other in secret because I didn't want Lee to find out. Noah and I argue all the time, and I didn't think it would really work out between us, but I wanted it to, which is why we carried on. And then Lee did find out. Now everything's ruined and my life is over. I sucked in a breath when I was done. My dad looked, well, I guess shell-shocked is the only word to describe the look on his face, like he couldn't believe the words that had just come out of my mouth, like he didn't want to believe it. I dropped my eyes to the floor again.
How long has this been going on exactly, Rochelle?
About 2 months, since the carnival.
Dad removed his glasses, pushing them onto his forehead and rubbing at his eyes like he did when he was really stressed out. And all that time, you didn't tell Lee?
I thought I was protecting him, I explained.
Dad shook his head. Funny way of doing things. But Noah, of all the boys out there, he's not exactly the most stable when it comes to relationships.
I know. It's not some sort of match made in heaven or anything, but...
Are you in love with him or something?
What? No, I exclaimed. No, of course not.
All my dad did was sigh again. I carried on, trying to repair at least a bit of the damage.
He makes me happy, Dad.
He looked at me again, brow furrowed. You sure about that, Elle? I nodded.
Yeah.
My voice was hushed, and for some reason I found it hard to restrain a smile. Shaking my head in an attempt to clear it, I stood up.
So what happened with Lee and Noah? What did June say?
They were eating dinner, my dad told me. And all of a sudden, Lee flipped out, started shouting at Noah, and then they were fighting. And then Noah went upstairs, packed a bag, and stormed out.
The phone rang again, and we both looked at it, lit up on the coffee table. Dad answered, and I sat on tenterhooks, listening to his half of the conversation.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just spoke to her about it now. What? No, I didn't have any idea. He sighed again, then listened for a while. Then he handed the phone to me. She wants to talk to you.
My hand trembled as I took the phone. Hello?
O.L., hi. Look, do you have any idea at all where Noah might have gone? He won't answer his calls, and Matthew can't find him, and we don't know where else to look for him.
I'm sorry, I really have no idea.
She began to sigh, so I added,
he's impulsive, you know that. He's probably just gone for a drive to blow off some steam. He'll come back home, don't worry.
Well, she replied, her voice slightly wry. I guess you know him better than any of us, don't you, Elle?
I don't mean...
But I couldn't formulate a proper reply. I was lost for words. It's okay. I kind of suspected there was a girl in his life lately. He's been acting different. I just never expected you to be that girl. Again, I didn't have any reply except for, look, just, if you hear from him, can you please, please, just let me know that he's okay?
Of course.
Then before she could say thank you and goodbye, I blurted out, Is Lee there? Can I talk to him? She halted. I don't think that's the best idea right now, Elle. I'm sorry.
He doesn't want to see me, does he?
No, she said, somewhat reluctantly. Would you mind putting your dad back on the line, please?
Sure. Bye.
Bye, Elle. I handed the phone back to my dad. The conversation didn't last much longer. All I got from my dad's end of the call was, mm-hmm, I know, yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, of course.
We didn't talk much more the rest of the evening. I thought that maybe I should call Noah, in case he answered, just so I could give his mom some peace of mind. But I couldn't even pick up my cell phone to do that. I knew Dad was disappointed in me. It might have been better if he'd shouted, or shown that he was angry or upset or something, anything, but the muted discomfort that clung to the air around us. It was 9:23 when I couldn't stand it any longer. I'm going to bed, I announced, standing. Dad didn't respond until I was almost out of the lounge.
I can understand that you wouldn't tell me about it, but Lee? Elle, you've got to talk to him. He'll come around. You've been friends far too long to let this come between you.
All I could do was nod. I hope you're right, Dad. I really, really hope you're right.
Chapter 20.
I couldn't get to sleep no matter how hard I tried. It was impossible to relax when I was worrying so much. I was worried about Noah, of course, but most of all I worried about Lee. Noah could take care of himself. He'd be all right. But Lee? He couldn't just stick a band-aid on this and be all okay. It got to midnight before my willpower ran out, and I couldn't stand it any longer. I grabbed my cell phone and speed-dialed number 2. It rang, and rang, and rang, and rang. And when it was on the verge of going to voicemail, he picked up. Shelly? I let out a huge gush of air. I hadn't known I was holding my breath. Lee? Seconds of silence passed between us, the sound of each other's breathing the only reassurance that we were still both there. I broke first.
How are you?
Honestly? I don't know.
I nodded, even though he couldn't see.
I'm so sorry, Lee. I never meant for this all to happen, not like this, he sighed.
Yeah, but you still let it happen.
I know, I screwed up.
That's the understatement of a century, he snorted, but I heard the chuckle in his voice he tried so hard to disguise as a cough. I let out a breath of laughter, too.
I know, I'm sorry, I just... It seemed like the best option, not telling you. I knew it'd kill you to think I was going behind your back to hook up with your brother. It was so stupid of me. I kept meaning to end it, and I hated lying to you, but I didn't end it, and I let it all carry on, and I trailed off helplessly. I thought I was doing the right thing by not telling you. It might not have worked out, and I didn't want you to get caught up in any of it. I thought I was... protecting you.
He didn't say anything for a long while. I knew he was still there. He was breathing down the phone.
I'm sorry, Lee. I'm so sorry.
It didn't surprise me to find that my eyes were brimming with tears. I sniffed, trying not to cry. Lee would know if I was crying, even without being able to see me.
Do you hate me?
I had to ask him. I couldn't bear not knowing, especially when he wasn't responding to me.
Lee?
I don't hate you, he replied hesitantly. But I sure as hell don't like you an awful lot at this moment. I can't believe you kept that from me all this time. And Noah, too, when I thought you guys couldn't go 5 seconds in the same room without arguing. Now I was silent. I was too afraid of making things worse. I stifled a yawn.
Get some sleep, Elle, Lee sighed, his voice gentle, caring. I'll see you in the morning.
You mean you're still taking me to school?
Of course I am. When have I ever not?
That was when I did start crying, but these were tears of relief. I wiped the back of my hand across my cheeks. I didn't want Lee to hear and think I was being pathetic.
I'll see you in the morning, he repeated. Night, Elle.
Night, I replied. But just before he could hang up, I blurted, Lee?
Yeah?
You know I love you, right? I heard the smile in his voice when he said,
Yeah, I know. I love you too. Although that doesn't mean I have to like you all the time.
I was smiling now.
I know.
They say if you love something, you set it free. Well, there was no chance in hell I would have let my best friend free without putting up a fight. Then we hung up. Within seconds, I was asleep. The next morning, I stood in front of the mirror, layering concealer over the bags under my eyes. I didn't want anybody to suspect that anything was wrong. I couldn't let it get out about Noah and me, and it wouldn't exactly make Lee feel any better. The giveaway noise of two short bursts of a car horn outside made me spring back from the mirror. My huge grin spread from ear to ear. I snatched up my satchel and barreled down the stairs. See you later, I called.
Is Lee there?
My dad asked. Yeah, bye. I slid into the passenger seat of the Mustang and threw my arms around Lee. The handbrake stuck into my stomach, and I hit my elbow on the steering wheel, but I didn't care. I still had Lee. That's what mattered. He chuckled, hugging me back tight.
Nice to see you, too.
I'll do anything to make this up to you, I swear. Honestly, I really am sorry.
I know you are, he said, and I'll hold you to that.
Anything within reason, I added. So no lifetime supplies of milkshakes. I do have to save up for college, you know. He paused, hand hovering over the gear stick, and looked me in the eye.
Fair enough. Then how about a kiss?
I blinked.
Excuse me?
You heard. There was a twinkle in his eye, but I still wasn't entirely sure if he was joking or not. Is this the part where my best friend tells me he's madly in love with me? I tried to joke, laughing nervously. Lee looked away shiftily, clearing his throat and putting the car in gear. I think my heart actually stopped. Well, he cleared his throat again and shifted around in his seat, tugging at the seatbelt. My jaw dropped for a split second before he chuckled. I gave a weak smile, laughing too now. I swatted his arm with the back of my hand, and he waved me off.
I'm kidding, he laughed. No way. I just couldn't resist. Did you actually think I was serious? Come on, Shelley. That'd just be way too weird.
I smiled. Yeah, you got that right. He pulled away from the sidewalk, and we sat in silence for a few seconds before I asked tentatively, Have you spoken to your brother since last night? Lee's hands gripped the steering wheel tighter, his knuckles turned white.
No, he told me through clenched teeth. And you know what I say? Good riddance to him. If he can't deal with the mess he's made, then he really is just a coward. I know you're not innocent in all of this, but he shouldn't have treated you like that. You deserve better.
I shook my head. I couldn't agree with that.
He's never going to change, Elle. He's always going to be a self-centered player.
You can't honestly believe that. Neither of us had ever been entirely sure the whole player thing was 100% true. But here Lee was, buying into it. Lee shrugged.
It's Noah.
As though that were answer enough to everything. Shame it didn't seem to feel like the right answer, the answer I wanted to solve all this. I'd woken up unusually early that morning and hadn't been able to go back to sleep. I was too preoccupied thinking about Noah and our relationship. whatever kind of relationship it was. I was happy with Noah, sure, but Lee was still the most important person in my life, and I couldn't risk losing him again. And if that meant I had to sacrifice being with Noah, then I'd do it in a heartbeat. But I didn't know what Noah would think of all this. Did he still want to be together? Maybe this was just a short-term thing for him. Something until he left for college in the fall. Something that had caused far too much hassle.
What? Lee asked.
Nothing. Never mind. For once, he didn't push it. At school, nobody seemed to think anything had happened. There weren't even any rumors going around. Everything was totally, completely normal, the way it should be. I stole a glance at Lee as we were talking to the guys. He caught my eye and gave me a half-hearted smile, shrugging one shoulder. He was just as uncomfortable acting like everything was fine as I was. Things weren't too bad until we were on our way to homeroom, and I heard my name being called over the noise of students moving through the school.
L! Hold up a second, L!
My head snapped up. It was Noah's voice. I grasped Lee's arm, looking at him with wild eyes. What was I supposed to do now?
L!
He was getting closer. I didn't want to deal with this right now.
L, hang on!
I yanked Lee's arm and tugged him after me as I diverted down the nearest corridor. We stopped just outside the classroom. I can't deal with him right now, I explained to Lee quietly, finally letting go of his arm.
Yeah, I don't blame you, he gave me a smile. Forget about him.
You say that like it's so easy. I can't avoid him for the rest of my life. He's your brother, for Pete's sake.
Thanks for the reminder, he muttered irritably.
Then he sighed, running a hand back and forth through his hair and making it stick up even more.
Never mind. Guess you're right, though. It's going to be pretty awkward between you two now.
Thanks for the support, I mumbled sarcastically.
Come on.
He led the way into our homeroom, and that was the end of the conversation. I managed to avoid Noah until lunchtime. I sat down next to Rachel and Lee, who were hanging out under a cluster of trees near the football field.
Very healthy, Rachel commented, nodding at my can of orange soda and candy bar.
Yep, you know me, ever the health freak.
So I heard about the whole Noah thing, she said quietly, offering a sympathetic smile. Promptly, Lee climbed to his feet, then bent to give Rachel a quick kiss.
I'm gonna go join the guys playing football. See you in a bit.
Still a bit of a sensitive topic, I mumbled, at least more so for Lee.
Yeah, but I thought you could maybe use some girl talk.
You're absolutely right.
So?
She wriggled so that she was half lying down, propped up on her elbows, and I moved around to sit in the same position beside her.
Did you really like him? Or was it just for sex?
I blushed.
That was only the one time. I was too scared of getting caught after that.
I exhaled through my nose, searching for the right words. He doesn't exactly have a lot of redeeming qualities. He can be overprotective, he gets in fights, he's impulsive.
Aside from his undeniable hotness, she argued.
Don't tell me that's not a redeeming quality. I laughed.
Careful, that's practically your brother-in-law you're talking about there.
She shrugged, and we both laughed again. I wanted to change the subject, but couldn't think of any subtle way to do so. It was Rachel who carried on talking.
Lee's going to be pretty torn up if you do get back with his brother. I can see how it's weird for him. And if you get hurt, you might not want to see Lee anymore.
He'd miss you. And I know he'd hate to lose his brother, too, and... She trailed off, biting her lip and looking away.
Did Lee say all that?
She smiled guiltily.
You know, he sounded ready to cry when he called me yesterday. He doesn't want to lose you. You guys are practically twins.
I broke off a blade of grass and twirled it around my index finger.
Most of his other girlfriends have been threatened by how close we are. They've always said they're suspicious that, you know, it's one of those things where you fall for your best friend,
which is just ridiculous and way more than a little weird, you know? Anyway, my point is, I'm glad you're not like that. I laughed wryly. I think you're actually the first of his girlfriends who hasn't hated me. You're peas in a pod. I couldn't imagine you guys being in a relationship like that. Finally, I exclaimed, someone who sees that other than Cam and Dixon. Although, the way you're talking, it is a little unnerving how many girlfriends he's had. Not that many, actually, I said, but I'll tell you a secret. Ooh, I'm listening, she said, making both of us giggle. Shoot. You're the first girl he's ever ditched me for, so it must be pretty serious with you two. I hope so, she said. I really, really like him. You better. Have you seen the way he looks at you? Her whole face brightened up. It's not just my imagination, then? I shook my head. You guys are so cute together. Thanks. We sat in silence a little while, watching the boys throw the ball around in front of us. So what do you think you're going to do about Flynn? I mean, Noah. God, Lee keeps telling me to just call him Noah, but it's so weird, you know? I sighed. I thought I'd managed to steer her away from that topic. I don't know. I shouldn't do anything, but I want to, and I'm confused. And Lee, I sighed again. I don't know. Well, you'd better figure out quick. Why? He's coming over here right now. I sat bolt upright, spilling my soda in the grass. Shit, I muttered, clamoring to my feet before it spilled onto my pants, too. I dusted myself off and looked up to see Noah striding across the football field, coming straight toward me with a purposeful expression. All eyes were on him, or me, in the case of some extremely jealous girls. "Elle, where are you going?" Rachel cried after me. I ran off to the girls' bathroom like I was running from fire. I locked myself in a cubicle, and despite several girls, Rachel, Lisa, Olivia, Jamie, Karen, trying to get me to come back out, I refused. I didn't come out until someone started bashing the door in, and I heard Lee shouting, "Shelly, get your ass out here now!" I threw open the door. "You can't come in here, this is the girls' room." "Who gives a shit? Now come on, get yourself together." "Lee Flynn, what on earth do you think you're doing in here?" cried a teacher, suddenly appearing from nowhere. Miss Harris, one of the math teachers.
Women's troubles? Really bad cramps? You know.
Get out of here right now, young man, before I give you 2 weeks' detention. He rolled his eyes and grabbed my wrist before I could do or say anything. I didn't want him getting in trouble, so I let him drag me out. Luck was on my side for a moment, though. The bell rang, and we had to go to class. As I sat down in English, I checked my cell phone. Another text from Noah. I deleted it before I even read it. Chapter 21. Noah didn't turn up back home at all on Tuesday or Wednesday. His parents still hadn't heard from him, but were satisfied that Lee had seen him at school and he was alive and well. I carried on ignoring his voicemails and texts, and avoiding him in school. He called the landline at my house Wednesday night, and my dad picked up. He hung up on Noah almost straight away. Thursday morning, my luck ran out. I stopped by the bathrooms before homeroom, and on my way out, I walked right into something. No, wait, someone. "Oh, ouch, sorry," I said automatically. I'd been in such a daze, I wouldn't have been surprised if I just apologized to a brick wall. It sure as hell felt like, ah, close enough. "Oh," I tried sidestepping him, but a hand on my arm stopped me. Noah looked, well, to be blunt, totally awful. He had bags under his eyes from what I assumed to be several sleepless nights, and he smelled faintly of smoke. Hey, this was Flynn, after all. I shouldn't be so surprised. Who's to say he wasn't drunk, too?
"We've got to talk," he said, his voice a little croaky. Without waiting for me to answer, he pulled me into the nearest empty classroom, closing the door behind us. I sat on the edge of the desk at the front while he stayed by the door. How are you?
He asked abruptly, looking me dead in the eyes. I frowned in confusion, more than a little taken aback. Much better now that Lee's forgiven me, if that's what you're asking.
That makes one of us, he muttered, running both hands over his face. Too late to go back on it all now. Cat's out of the bag.
I felt like he was accusing me and bristled. Hey, look, I didn't exactly want to tell him like that.
I wasn't blaming you, Elle, he said quickly. Look, I need to talk to you and...
Then talk, I said, sounding way calmer and more confident than I felt. Not that I was complaining. I was glad he hopefully couldn't tell how anxiety made my pulse go wild, how my palms were all clammy, how my stomach twisted. He gulped, his Adam's apple bobbing up and down.
I'm sorry I took advantage of you, and I hated seeing you get hurt when Lee found out. We should have just told him from the start. I shouldn't have let you lie to him like that. It was my fault, too. I messed up, and I'm sorry.
He said it all so rapidly, like he was trying to get the words out before he could take them back, that I thought I'd heard him wrong. And he sounded like he meant every word, as though he were really torn up about this.
I know, he said, slowly. You probably never wanted to see my face again. And I get it, but...
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Where have you been the last few days?
He gave a bitter smile and looked up from his boots to my face again. I was staying in a motel. I didn't want to make things worse for you with Lee. I've been trying to forget about you. I haven't been able to sleep, so I've been driving around. I can't stop thinking about you, he added quietly.
That wasn't quite the answer I'd expected. But I knew Noah. He wasn't one to lie. He moved closer to me, so close that I got off the desk to avoid being trapped by him as he towered over me, his body brushing against mine.
I don't know what the hell it is about you, Elle, but I can't. I don't.
What?
You drive me insane, was all he said then, his voice quiet, soft, intimate. Absolutely insane. I need you back.
My racing heart stopped, and then flipped-flopped wildly. What was he saying? It wasn't anything else. It wasn't like he was in love. Lee had just forgiven me. Maybe not moved on, but forgiven me at least. And now Noah just wanted to carry on where we'd left off? Was he crazy to think I could just do that? After coming so close to losing my best friend, I wanted to finish this year in peace. Was that too much to ask? Besides, Noah was leaving soon for college. I couldn't get back with him. I couldn't. It wouldn't be right. So, why was it so hard to convince myself that it was wrong?
Elle, he said, stroking my hair back off my face. Shelley.
I shook my head, putting my foot down. No, it's not happening. I can't.
Elle, he said, those electric blue eyes darkening as he backed me up a step. You're killing me here.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm completely sober. And this is all true. I need you back.
I shook my head again, retreating until I felt the wall at my back. Noah stepped forward, hands on either side of my head. His body pinning me there. His breath tickled my face.
Elle,
he said again. I looked into his eyes. I knew he was telling the truth, but I didn't want to believe it. I wanted to be able to put my foot down, close the door, lock this all away. I didn't want to go back to the firework feeling of his touch and his kisses because I knew I'd never want to leave him. If I didn't do this now, I never would. At least not until it was too late. And I managed one word. No. His palm slammed into the display board behind me, making the wall rattle and a loosely tacked poster fall down. I shook my head, closing my eyes as if not looking at him would help steady me. It didn't. No. His hands dropped onto my shoulders then, and when I opened my eyes, his were pleading with me.
"Get off me," I said, trying to push him off. I prayed he wouldn't kiss me now, because I knew I'd end up kissing him back.
"I can do it right this time," he said. "No sneaking around."
"I'm not dating you," I said feebly.
He sighed, leaning his head forward so it rested against mine. I stiffened. I wasn't scared of him, though. I was scared of myself. He almost had his arms around me. All I wanted to do right now was to let him hold me, kiss me. I couldn't. I couldn't go back to that. I'd never get back out. I couldn't do that to Lee.
"Noah, please, just don't."
"I can't help it," he said tightly, the muscle in his jaw jumping when he pulled back to look at me. "I tried, believe me." "What is it about you? You're driving me crazy here. You're killing me. I need you back."
"I said no."
I shoved him hard in the chest and slipped out under his arm to the other side of the classroom.
"Noah, I can't do it. I'm sorry, but I can't."
"Why?"
I can't."
I was saved by the bell. The hallways filled with people going to their first period class. Noah didn't move, and I found I couldn't either.
I have to go," I managed to say, and I fled, barging my way through people and not caring when I stood on someone's toes. I just had to get away. Not because I was afraid of Noah. I was afraid of my feelings for him.
"Are you telling me that for your 17th birthday, oh wait, I'm sorry, our 17th birthday, you have no idea what kind of party you want?" I laughed.
"I haven't really thought about it lately, but we need to sort something out really soon. We have, like, a week."
Lee sighed melodramatically.
"And you say I procrastinate. So what are we going to do?
Tiny gathering of close friends and family?"
"Close friends? You've got to be joking. That's half our grade. And then there's the seniors."
"True. Then a large gathering of close friends and family."
"Huh? Yeah? Yeah?
My parents said before we could rent out a club for the night."
"That'd be kind of cool, but it'd be so expensive."
"All right. House party at my place?"
"I guess so. There's not exactly much else we can do, is there?" I said. Lee and I had decided months ago that we wanted to do something so cool, so epic, that nobody would be able to top it. And since our birthday fell just after school let out, recently our party had been the big end-of-year celebration. With all the seniors we hung out with leaving now, we wanted to do something even bigger and better than just any old party. I knew that Lee wanted a big party, and I owed him. I'd been selfish over the whole Noah situation, not telling him about it, sneaking around behind his back. I owed him. I had to come up with something awesome for him. Then it hit me. Remember in sixth grade, we had that costume party at the kiddie place that shut down? It had a ball pit and everything?
Yeah, and I was the Cat in the Hat, and you went to some Disney princess.
Yeah.
What about it?
Oh, God, no. No way. No way.
Yes way.
No.
Why not? It'd be so fun.
Shelley, do you realize how childish that sounds? He laughed, grinning at me and making his eyes crinkle at the corners.
I know. That's what makes it so cool. We're like the only people who could pull this off and make it epic. Trust me.
And you're sure about this?
Uh-huh.
We're going to shake on this before you change your mind.
I nodded, smiling easily and sticking my fist out to him.
Lee grinned, laughing, and pounded his fist with mine.
We both made identical explosion noises.
We haven't done that since the sixth grade.
It seemed appropriate, given the party, I laughed.
We're really going to have a costume party.
Hell yeah!
And we're going as the Olsen twins. He swatted me across the head, laughing. I rolled out of the way, ending up on the grass. I sat up, crossing my legs underneath me and grinning up at him.
Thing one and thing two, he told me.
I'm not dyeing my hair blue, I protested. Then I smirked. But I'm sure Rachel would love to see you in a snug red jumpsuit.
I take it back, he exclaimed, shaking his head wildly and waving his hands around. I laughed harder. Then he said,
Shall we do it next Friday? After the graduation ceremony?
Yeah, we may as well. I mean, our birthday is on the Sunday, so... And if I get drunk, I
don't want to be hung over on my birthday, he finished for me.
Same.
Of course. So shall I start sending the message around right now?
Well, I was thinking...
Careful, don't hurt yourself.
I laughed, but still managed to frown at him and say a sarcastic ha-ha. I was about to say the same thing before you so rudely interrupted me. His phone started ringing, and he held up a finger.
Hold that thought, he said,
deliberately interrupting me again. I just laughed as he fished his iPhone out of his pocket and tapped away at it, broadcasting the message to about 50 of our friends. We figured we could always invite more people if we wanted, but it was harder to uninvite them. My cell phone buzzed in my pocket, and I took it out.
Who is it? Lee asked.
Noah.
His head snapped up from his cell. What the hell does he want now? He didn't harass you enough earlier?
I pressed the busy button, ignoring Noah's call. He didn't harass me, Lee.
Maybe. I just don't think he's good for you, Elle, that's all. I'm trying to look out for you. I know my brother.
You think I don't know him? He never treated me badly, Lee.
But he never treated you the way you deserved, either, he argued.
Then sighing, he said,
Never mind. I don't want to argue about that anymore.
So, costume for our party. Oh, don't you worry about that, I grinned mischievously. I have the perfect solution.
Chapter 22 Friday, when I wasn't in class, I was running to and fro calling people to ensure all the finishing touches were in place for the summer dance the next day. It was more than enough stress to keep my mind away from any thoughts of Noah. Rachel, May, Lisa, and I were all planning on going to this little spa on Saturday to get our nails and hair done. Lisa's mom worked there, so she got us a discount. I felt so out of the loop, though. All the girls were gushing constantly about their dates, how his tie matched her dress just perfectly, how their crush had asked them to save a dance, how he looked so hot in his tux. And there was me, dateless. I'd be showing up alone. I couldn't ask any of the guys to go as friends because they all had dates. I must have been about the only person in the school who didn't have one.
We can all go as friends, though, right? Lisa said, Friday lunchtime, when I had a 12-minute break to grab some lunch. She was going with Cam. Dixon and May were going. Warren was taking a girl from his history class who I didn't really know too well.
Yeah, Lee agreed. That way you won't show up alone.
It works out fine, Elle, see? Dixon tried convincing me. Well, you did turn down a lot of offers, Cam said tentatively. I didn't, actually. He turned them down for me just about every time. I didn't need to clarify who I was talking about, of course. Hey, speaking of, is your brother going to the dance, Lee? Rachel asked him.
I don't know. I couldn't care less if he does or not.
Rachel and I exchanged a look, both knowing that Lee did care, but neither one of us said anything. Even though we were all renting out the limo together and going together as a group, I'd still be alone. I needed my forehead. I could try blaming Noah, try being mad at myself for letting him tell everyone who asked that I wasn't going with them. But I knew why I hadn't put up a fight. I knew why perfectly well, because I'd assumed I'd be with him, given that it was a masquerade. I'd hoped he could be my date. He'd even asked me that afternoon in the garage, not in so many words, but in his own way. But no, that was not going to happen now. No way. And what were the chances of anybody asking me now,
when the dance was tomorrow. Zero. My hair was blow-dried and straightened to perfection, soft and sleek and shiny. My nails were done in the most immaculate French manicure. I'd spent the last half hour on my makeup, following the professional's guide I found online. Not that there was an awful lot of point. My mask covered half of my face. It was only for the sake of it, really. My dress looked wonderful now I was dressed up properly. The dark apple green color seemed to make my skin glow and my brown eyes sparkle from under the mask. The material swished gently when I moved, floating around my thighs. My silver kitten heels matched the beading on the dress and mask perfectly. I looked great. Hell, I felt great. I hadn't felt so normal in ages. It was almost as though the entire Noah situation had never happened. Well, if I'm going to show up alone, I'll look pretty damn awesome doing it, I thought firmly. Then I remembered what usually happened at the summer dance. Yes, I was sharing the limo with the others, but I wouldn't get a photo in the ballroom with my date. I wouldn't have my dad taking embarrassing photos of us. I might have looked the part, but suddenly I didn't quite feel it. I sighed, and the doorbell rang. I picked up my silver clutch and checked myself one last time in the mirror. They were early, but at least I was ready.
Elle, they're here,
Dad called up as he went to answer the door.
Yeah,
I answered. I went downstairs to meet them all and get into the limo. On the landing, I stuck my head in Brad's room. See you later, then. He paused his game to look at me.
Wow! Took you long enough.
Long enough to what? To go from troll butt ugly to not half bad. But he smiled in his sweet 10-year-old way with his missing tooth, and I had to smile, ruffling his hair.
Ugh, get off! God, you're so annoying!
I laughed again and said goodbye. I stopped in my tracks at the top of the stairs.
Want to speak to her?
She doesn't want to speak to you. I think you'd better leave now.
Not until I speak to her.
No. Now get the hell off my porch before I call the police.
Noah pushed his way in anyway, and as my dad started shoving him back out, I let out a strange noise. It wasn't even a word, just a weird squeak that made them both pause and look up at me.
What are you doing here?
I hissed at Noah, scurrying down the stairs while gripping the banister so I didn't trip in my tiny heels.
Noah, what the hell are you doing here?
He's leaving.
It was said with all the threat of an angry father. It actually made Noah shift from one foot to the other. He was intimidated, or, at the very least, uncomfortable. I just looked at Noah, waiting for him to answer. Then I really looked at him. He was wearing a white dress shirt and a slim green tie that was a little haphazardly slung around his neck. He had a black tux, but had paired it with his trademark black boots, which he somehow managed to pull off as sexy. His dark hair almost fell into his eyes and looked a little windswept and disheveled. He scratched the back of his neck nervously.
I came to talk to you.
I sighed and half turned to Dad. Can you give us a minute?
Fine, he said after a long pause.
He pointed a finger threateningly at Noah.